is NBC Nightly News, reporting tonight from the Olympic Games in Rio. Peter Alexander.
As for swimmer Ryan Lochte and his teammates who got caught up in that embarrassing episode here last weekend, the head of the U.S. Olympic Committee said today there'll be further action against them, though he wasn't any more specific. For his part, Lochte is apologizing for his behavior after getting drunk and claiming the Americans were robbed at gunpoint. In an exclusive interview this weekend with Matt Lauer, Lochte was asked about two of his teammates who were detained here in Rio.
When you saw the news coverage of Gunnar and Jack being taken off that plane at the airport, and you knew, and you just said to me, they didn't damage anything in that gas station. And you're sitting at home in the United States, safe and sound, how did it make you feel?
Hurt. I mean, I let my team down. And, you know, I'm just really sorry about, I'm embarrassed. For myself, my family, especially those guys, USA Swimming, the whole Olympic Games, everyone watching, it's just, I was immature and I made a stupid mistake. I'm human. I made a mistake and I definitely learned from this. And I'm just really sorry.
And you can see much more of Matt's exclusive interview with Ryan Lochte tomorrow morning on Today. Back in the U.S., this has been a weekend of severe weather stretching from Texas to Michigan, and there are more storms forecast for tonight. NBC's Morgan Radford has our report.
Winds of up to 70 miles per hour whipping through America's heartland, with two reports of tornadoes touching down in Ohio. Two more in Indiana. This as heavy rains pounded the pavement in Michigan. Seven possible tornado touchdowns reported there overnight.
It was just like the movies. I have watched The Wizard of Oz and I know what a twister looks like.
The twisters reportedly landing just south of Grand Rapids, uprooting trees and knocking down power lines, leaving traffic lights dangling in the wind as first responders raced to help victims.
Took out the swing set, took out my garden. It's scary, don't know what to do, don't know where we're staying.
Families forced to wade through 7 inches of rain, their cars stranded, after that same storm system triggered unprecedented flooding in Kansas. In Texas, the National Weather Service warning some residents to move to higher ground as flash floods damaged homes and businesses just south of San Antonio.
This is probably the most rain I've seen at one time.
In Austin, rising waters left this road completely flooded. Now, South Texas bracing for more damage with the possibility of heavy downpours overnight. Meanwhile, families across the country stand among shattered homes and ruined neighborhoods, stitching the pieces back together. Morgan Radford, NBC News, New York.
In politics, Donald Trump's campaign suggested this weekend that his policy for dealing with undocumented immigrants may not be set in stone, as the candidate, at least for now, seems to be staying on message. We get the latest tonight from NBC's Casey Hunt.
Donald Trump still sticking to his new script.
Thank you very much.
Last night, The Outsider calling for a more inclusive GOP.
The GOP is the party of Abraham Lincoln.
It won him praise from the party chairman.
I think he's been on message. He's shown maturity as a candidate.
Trump's new campaign manager even suggested today that Trump might walk back parts of his law and order immigration proposal.
We have many illegals in the country and we have to get them out.
In an immigration policy speech set for Thursday.
Will that plan include a deportation force?
To be determined.
Trump's supporters are trying to make Hillary Clinton the focus, raising questions about the Clinton Foundation's decision to wait and see if Clinton gets elected before it stops accepting foreign donations.
The foundation is saying they're prepared to make an unprecedented step should Hillary become president. Donald Trump refuses to disclose the full architecture of his financial debts and obligations around the world.
Clinton herself spending the weekend behind closed doors in Massachusetts raising money, touching down in Provincetown on Sunday for a private celebrity fundraiser with Cher, trying to widen the $20 million cash advantage her campaign has over Trump, staying out of the spotlight, leaving the focus on Trump's efforts to get himself back on track. Casey Hunt, NBC News, Washington.
Near St. Louis, Missouri, poor residents of about a dozen small communities are suing their towns, arguing they're being unfairly punished for minor traffic offenses. The residents say that the towns are ganging up against them simply to raise money, giving them a choice between paying a huge fine or going to jail. We get more from Justice correspondent Pete Williams.
Quinton Thomas, a construction worker from St. Louis, says every time he gets behind the wheel, he worries he'll be pulled over by small-town police.
These traffic stops have cost me a lot of money, also have cost me, career jobs.
In the past 4 years, he says he's been ordered to pay $1,200 in fines and fees for traffic violations and to spend 8 days in jail when he couldn't pay. He's part of a newly filed class action lawsuit accusing 13 St. Louis area towns of arresting and jailing poor and minority residents to squeeze money out of them, turning traffic courts into cash cows.
No one's arguing that there shouldn't be any punishment for these things, but what we can't do is hold people in jail because they're too poor to pay a debt.
Last year alone, the lawsuit says, the towns were so aggressive they issued an average of one arrest warrant for every adult. And the suit contends that the towns are in it together. It says failing to appear on a charge in one generates a warrant that the others use as a chance to make an arrest and collect more money. The Justice Department found that similar court practices contributed to the resentment that led to rioting in Ferguson, Missouri after the shooting of Michael Brown. For their part, several of the towns say they actually take in less through their courts than state law allows. And they insist that every case begins when someone actually breaks the law.
Those laws are there for a reason. It's got nothing to do with filling coffers. It's got everything to do with trying to make the streets safe and implementing the law in as fair and impartial manner as possible.
Though Quinton Thomas says jail cost him his car and two jobs, he's now back at work, but still worried when he's on the road. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.
Finally tonight, it's been a thrilling couple of weeks here in Rio, and the spirit of these games extends well beyond the pool and the track to the stands, where fans from all over the globe converge on what really is one of the world's great sporting events. Tonight, Ron Mott meets a couple of brothers from Texas who define Olympic pride.
This one is really neat. Look how thick that one is. This one is
if synchronized spirit were an Olympic sport, the Milan brothers of Texas surely would medal.
I have over 206 signatures.
After all, they've already amassed a stash. Participation medals, that is, part of their collection of memorabilia from every summer games they've gone to, and then some.
You can see the burn from the smoke on here, and I mean, it was a big flame.
Then there are the torches, autographs, of course, pins.
1976, 1980.
And wait for it, one of them is named Rome, after the 1960 host.
How did this whole Olympic craze start with you two?
Well, my mother was a national champion.
A national champion gymnast who missed Rome, so gave her firstborn the honor instead.
I kind of followed suit with the enthusiasm, decided, okay, I'm going to name all my children in Olympic City. So it's Paris, Sydney, and Athens.
Go USA!
Together, he and brother Talon, a Fort Worth art gallery owner, and their families are wrapping up another summer games, the pair's 11th, starting with Munich in 72, Moscow in 1980, boycotted by the U.S., the only no-show since.
It's deeper than just a sport. You just run into people left and right, and you get to try to talk in different languages and try to communicate. And there's something about that where you're just around the world.
Olympic fever has taken them around the world. Red, white, and blue Goodwill ambassadors always on the lookout for something special to haul home.
Here's the German one.
I got that one. Anything else? Rio team.
The next generation is showing signs of affection, too.
We have the best family tradition, I think, in the whole world.
One, two, three.
Already looking forward to the next Summer Olympics, promising to keep it up when they become the ones hoisting.
Go USA!
Ron Mott, NBC News, Rio.
USA! USA! USA!
We'll see him in Tokyo. That's NBC Nightly News for this Sunday. I'm Peter Alexander here in Rio. Be sure to tune in for primetime coverage of tonight's closing ceremony beginning at 8, 7 Central. Lester Holt will finally be back home in New York tomorrow. For all of us here at NBC News, thank you for watching and have a great night.